4CBA Mobile.
KB4CBA, this is KQ4LOO. How are you today?
I'm doing just dandy. How about yourself? Remind me of your name, please.
Yeah, this is Tal. I think we've spoken before. It's been a few months, but this is Tal. I'm over in Piedmont, Moonville area.
Piedmont, yeah. Well, my mother-in-law grew up in Piedmont, and so been down there a few times back when her mom was still living. So what are you up to today?
Your name either, but or where you're from, but I know I've spoken to you a couple times. I recognize your voice. But I got off of work a couple hours ago. I just came to my happy place, and then the rain came and just drenched me out of nowhere when the weather map was saying that there was no rain expected, and all of a sudden there was rain expected.
We kind of have a ongoing joke at our house. There's a certain weatherman, I won't mention who he was, is on Channel 4, and he said that he was talking about tornadoes, and he said, but Pickens, y'all don't have anything to worry about, and sure enough, Pickens got hit with a tornado. Oh, me, so we haven't let him live that one down at the house, but he doesn't know it, so I guess what you don't know can't hurt you. And the name here is David. I'm headed down the road to play some more tennis.
Right, I remember you like to play tennis. Me, you know, I like to fish and go swimming and stuff, so that's where I'm at, is my spot there.
Yeah, you know, I guess my dad took me maybe 3 times fishing when we were growing up. He took me to this little pond. It's over on Malden Road, and gosh, there's a street that comes, the dead ends almost right in front of where you turn to go into the pond, you know, drive down the road there, and I think it's a dirt road anyway. And he always liked to fish for a catfish, and so you just throw the bait out there and you just sit there. And that was not my idea of fun. You know, when you're 6, 7 years old, you know, I just wanted to be doing something. But anyway, I guess that's all he knew how to do, because that's what his daddy taught him.
You were actually lucky. My dad never took me fishing. He did take me out with a shotgun one time into the pond that I ended up fishing in and catching fish out of. But I never, when it was frozen, by the way, but he never took me actually fishing. I just got into it later on in life, and once I caught my first fish, I was hooked. Pun intended.
Getting ready to say no pun intended. Oh, man. You know, I had a cousin in Georgia. We'd go down there and see them. I had several cousins, and it was my grandmother's people on my dad's side of the family. And and one of them was, he was several years older than me, but I had to have been about 12, and he asked my grandmother if I could go hunting with him, and she wouldn't let me go. I was so mad. But, you know, I'm not sure I would have enjoyed it, so so maybe it was a good thing I didn't go.
Bitterly cold outside. You probably would not have enjoyed it that much, just sitting there in the bitter cold and freezing and shaking and everything else.
Clearance saw going into my garage. This is only 9 inches tall, so it'll make it through under the garage.
I think mine is like 39 inches, 40 inches, or something like that, and it sticks up there a bit. Every time I go through a drive-thru, I hear ding, 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 and then, believe it or not, I actually was able to talk to somebody from Raleigh, North Carolina, not too long ago. It was probably a month or two or so ago, but I was actually communicating with somebody from Raleigh using this right here.
You know, it's all about, unless you were talking simplex, it's all about hitting the repeater. If you can hit the repeater, then you can talk to them, you know, and it might have been the day that propagation was real good or something. I can't remember what day that was. It was one day last week, about the middle or end of the week. I can't exactly remember, but when you get my age, you're lucky you can remember your own name.
I keep talking to somebody in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is close to my where I grew up at, in Greenville, North Carolina, and he came in clear. He said I was coming in pretty clear, but just a little bit of white noise like you just reported to me, so I was pretty happy with that, considering I got a cheap dial thing with it. That claims it's 8 watts, but I think it's probably closer to 5. And the repeater, from where I'm at, I looked it up, and it's like 40 miles from me. So I was rather impressed that I was actually able to get that far.
You're doing a great job, hitting the repeater and all that, and then making it up to Raleigh. So I would say you were doing a good job there. So, I'm not sure what they got going on here. I don't think they want us to go this way. I'm going this way anyway. Oops.
You're in Pickens, is that correct?
That was one of your questions. I live in Taylor's, and so I just go straight down Edwards Road and then let's see, that becomes Haywood Road, and then I have to turn and I get on this frontage road. I'm not sure if this park's called Congaree or not. I don't think it is. But this used to be the frontage road, and you used to could turn onto it off of Haywood Road, but they've fixed it so you can't now, because that intersection was right there at the traffic light at the bridge, and it was just too congested, so they just did away with it completely. So, but anyway, can you hit the 519 repeater?
Exactly certain what that frequency is on that repeater, but I got a question about what you're talking about as far as frontage road. Isn't there like a military surplus store somewhere on that road?
Well, if there is, I don't know anything about it. Let's see. The only military surplus place that I've ever known of in the Greenville area was the Army Navy store. It was downtown at the west end there. At South Main, right, it was right on the corner. But they're not there anymore. I'm not sure if they sold and moved or sold and just closed. I don't know what the story is there. But I used to go in there. that's where everybody, I say everybody, a lot of people, a lot of kids got their what we used to call them knapsacks back then. And that's what we would carry our books in for school. And it just had one big flap over, you know, over the top and then two buckles. And that was basically it. It was pretty plain, but they were kind of cool, and a lot of the kids, I went to Augusta Circle Elementary, and a lot of the kids were wearing them, using them, so back then, but that was back in the 60s, so good Lord, that was a couple of years ago.
That's funny you call them knapsacks. I remember calling them knapsacks too, but today we call them bug out bags.
Full ahead there, and I tell you what, I'm going to jump out of here because I just pulled in my parking spot here at the club, and I'm going to jump out and hit that little yellow ball around. So, 73's to all, KP4CBA, and the breaker, go ahead and pick it up.
They meant to run you off, but go chase your ball. You stop by the Army Navy store. It is currently on Lawrence Road near Pleasantburg in a little shopping center. And I can't think of the name of the shopping center, but it's if you're going on Lawrence Road towards 291, it's on the right-hand side, what used to be the Wilson's Five and Dime, that little shopping center now. But that's where the Army-Navy store in Greenville will move to.
That, David, it was good talking to you. Hopefully we'll get to have a chance to chat again soon. You said it's on Lawrence Road, down by 291. Is that down by the red line?
I'm not sure the red line. Is that the pub there, the red line? If it is, it's on the other side of 291 from it. It is, if you know where the post office is, it's across the bridge from the post office. If you're coming from that way, it'd be on the left-hand side.
Yeah, I will be coming from down 25 where it turns into 291, or actually Pleasantburg and all that adventure.
Once you come up the off-ramp to Lawrence Road, you turn left at the traffic light, and then right after you cross the bridge, start looking on the left-hand side at the little strip shopping center.
My name is Tal, by the way. What's your name?
Leroy. Lima Echo Romeo Oscar Yankee Leroy. I'm a member of Blue Ridge. In the process of getting ready to go to the meeting tonight.
I like to hang out at the river, and I got a friend here that I call Leroy. He's a crane. He's cool as he can be, so I imagine you're probably pretty cool, too.
Anyways, I'll let you go. I heard y'all in here talking. I was moving vehicles around so the wife could get out of the driveway, so I need to get back in the house and finish getting ready for meeting tonight. But I'll let you go. Nice meeting you. And the Army-Navy store is not quite like it used to be when they were downtown on Main Street, but they still got some pretty nice stuff, I think. But anyway, 73, nice talking to you. You have a good rest of your day. KE5WLL, clear.
KE5WLL, this is KQ4LOO. I'm clear, too. Thank you.